This is Steve Eggleston of No Runny Eggs with former Representative Mark Newman. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Yourself?
Great.
Well, the 64... So what have you been doing the last 10 years since the 1998 elections?
Well, a lot of things. We've got 5 or 6 businesses in the home building industry, which, of course, we're having to adapt and adjust in the downturn, but we're surviving and doing well, profitable in all the companies, so we can keep our people employed. Worked hard with 3 inner city schools in Milwaukee. I'm founder and co-chairman of the board of the Hope Schools, which are choice schools in the city of Milwaukee. We have one in Arizona that's a charter school. About 750 kids in our education system. Spent a lot of time most recently designing a home that literally produces more energy than it uses for heating, cooling, running all the appliances, and enough energy to get an electric automobile back and forth to work. And it's the cutting edge. It's economically viable today. And it's where we're going in the future to both solve our pollution problems as well as our dependence on foreign oil.
Well, I suppose the $64,000 question is why run at the governor's office instead of a rematch against Senator Feingold?
Why run for governor instead of a rematch against Feingold?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person has to do what their heart tells them to do, mm-hmm. and it feels like the right thing to do. I wish I could give you a lot more reasons than that, but it feels to me to be the right thing to do at this point. Our state is clearly in trouble, and going on it beyond what my heart says, I think we can build some models here in the state of Wisconsin to show people how we can get to reduce taxes, what we can do to produce jobs in this state and to encourage people to come to this state. And I think that model can then be replicated in other states around the country.
And do you have any specific grievances with Governor Doyle's governance so far?
Goodness, we have a few. We've lost 100,000 jobs in the last 12 months. His policies are leading to higher taxes in the middle of a recession. Look, I'm in the business world. We've had to tighten our belts all the way around. The only people that haven't tightened their belts is government. The shortfall that he's got this year is really predicated on his increased spending. It's not a shortfall of revenue. So, yes, I have some things that I would do different, and I certainly disagree with his tax policies and his policies that have caused 100,000 jobs to leave the state.
Have you come up with any specific ideas that you would introduce if you were governor?
Yeah, we're going to be very focused on what we can do to cause our businesses to stay here instead of leave. Cause them to expand here, creating more jobs, and cause other businesses to relocate to this state so we can put our people back to work. Now, in order to do that, there's really 3 things that we need to do. One is we need to reduce dramatically our spending and taxes at the state level so that when people and businesses look at Wisconsin, they say, I want to come there because of the tax, it's tax desirable as opposed to the opposite. Second thing we need to do is provide the best educated workforce in the world, which means our children in our schools have to get the best education in the entire world. Third thing we need to do is offer some alternatives to the Democrat way of solving our environmental problems, which is punitive toward business and causing our businesses to leave both Wisconsin and our country. We saw most recently that the Chrysler plant in Kenosha with 800 jobs closed down. They went straight to Mexico. So we need some environmental policies that we can improve the environment as much or more than what the Democrats are doing, but do it in a way that creates jobs in our great state as opposed to sending them to Mexico.
To spending for a moment, much of the state spending is transfers of money to local units of government. Any comments on that?
Sure. I've been here and done this before. When I went to Washington 14 years ago, our federal budget was a disaster. 4 years later, I left with a balanced budget. We were paying off debt, and we had passed the biggest tax cut in American history. I've done this before. We know what to do. We know how to reduce taxes for folks, and we know how to get the budget back in line, and we will do it.
Yeah, governor's races have become extremely expensive the last couple of election cycles. We expect Governor Doyle and his leftist allies in Madison to spend even more than the record in 2006. How do you plan on countering that?
Well, they're going to need to spend more than that because defending failed policies is much more expensive than bringing a bright new vision to this great state as to how we're going to put people back to work and how we can make it a better state for our children and grandchildren.
Well, I suppose the final question is, when do you expect to make an official announcement one way or the other?
Sometime between now and October. We'll tell you we are working on plans to get into the race, and it's very, very likely we'll be in. Sometime between now and October, we'll finalize the announcement.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck in your future endeavors. If you do decide to run, good luck in the primary and, God willing, the general.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.